Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is.
Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. These are good days to be alive and reading the Bible. Will you join me as you drop down into the Gospel of Mark chapter 6 one more time in this series, God is our rest? What I want you to see today is that Jesus needed rest, and I want you to notice with particular clarity how Jesus rested. First, Jesus required rest, and second, how Jesus rested. Mark 6 has been so good to us. Over and over again in just this one chapter, we're learning how it is that God is our rest. Let me read for us now Mark chapter 6, beginning at verse 45. I will read verses 45 through 47. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he himself was sending the crowd away. After bidding them farewell, he left for the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and Jesus was alone on the land. Now this part of the true story takes place after Jesus fed the 5,000 men. And of course, when we add in the women and children, Jesus fed more like 20,000 people by miracle. Verse 45 says that immediately. So right away, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat. And I do love that little detail. Notice how Jesus had to make the disciples leave him. It's like dropping your young kids off somewhere they do not want to go. You have to make them leave your side. I remember when we were kids, my mom sent my brother and I off to one summer day camp, and she had to make us go, only to have us hatch an escape plan mid-morning to get away from the camp. And the plan worked, by the way. That's a story for another time. Anyway, I know the feeling of the disciples. Jesus made his disciples get into the boat. There will be more on the results of this later. And once his closest and most intimate followers hit the water, the text said Jesus sent the crowd away, and then, do not miss this, Jesus left for the mountain to pray. Jesus left for the mountain to pray. Imagine that Jesus is standing on the shore. He waves goodbye to the disciples and sends them off, along with the crowd, so that he can go alone to a specific place, the mountain. If you were looking at the geography of the Sea of Galilee, one of the things you will notice about it is that the eastern side is very mountainous. And if you climb up there, eventually it will even out into some plateau spaces where the Lord could have sat down and entered into the ministry of prayer with his heavenly Father, God. Jesus was known for this. For example, let me also read John's Gospel chapter 6 and verse 15. This is John 6 and verse 15. So Jesus, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone. Withdrew again to the mountain alone, says John. So Jesus is in the habit of doing this. And why does Jesus do this? And you can correctly and quickly answer, to pray. And you would be right. By the way, should you want to have the theological conversation about why Jesus prayed, we can do that sometime. But I see at least one other reason Jesus is going to the mountains. He's hiking up there for rest. Do you know that Jesus required rest, just like you and I? And of course he did. He's human, just as you and I are human. All human beings need rest. But, you say, Jesus was also God. So why did Jesus need to rest? It is the human nature of Christ that made him seek out a place of quiet rest. Jesus also does this repeatedly. Let me give you a couple of examples so that you know Jesus resting extends beyond Mark 6. In Matthew chapter 8 and verses 23 to 25, the Bible says, when Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being covered with the waves. but Jesus himself was asleep. And they came to him and woke him. That is Matthew 8, verses 23 to 25. And notice what Jesus is doing? He's sleeping. Note this, Jesus napped. Jesus napped. If you were someone who enjoys a good nap, then you are in the company of Jesus. He took a rest whenever and wherever he could, even in a boat in the midst of a raging storm. So if you there in the storms of life doze off, good for you. And now you can justify the nap, even at work. If your boss has a problem with it, just tell him or her that, hey, Jesus napped. Okay, I'm just kidding. Well, only sort of kidding. Many studies say naps are great for us. I believe it. And it appears that Jesus believed it, right? And then there is in this text, in John 4 and verse 6, the following. Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. This is when he meets the Samaritan woman. That true story begins with Jesus resting because he was tired. That's John chapter 4 and verse 6. All of this speaks to my first point. Jesus required rest, and he got it on boats and at a well, and also, back to Mark 6, on a mountain. And my second point is this. Look at how Jesus rested. He did two things here in Mark 6. One, he got alone. He was by himself. Two, he prayed. Jesus was praying alone. We definitely know that up on that mountain plain by the Sea of Galilee, the Lord was by himself. Let me refresh your memory here a little with verse 47. This is Mark 6, verse 47. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and Jesus was alone on the land. You can highlight that when you get to your Bible. Jesus was alone on the land. That little detail is important in verse 47. Learning from Jesus, how do we find our true rest in God? Believe in the Lord Jesus by faith, and God will give you spiritual rest. Then, once you acquire that most necessary type of rest, get alone with God and pray. Jesus is not up on the mountain spacing out. He didn't carry up there some game to play or a hammock to tie between two trees so that he can tilt his head back, lie down, and look up at the stars. He isn't sipping his favorite beverage. No, what Jesus is doing as he rests, he's in prayer. That is how Jesus rested. And I submit to you that that's how we too can find our rest in God. Get alone and be in prayer. So let me remind you, here's what we're learning today in the classroom of the Christ. First, Jesus required rest, and second, we learn how Jesus rested. And now we want to model our lives after his. Let's stick with our story. Let me read down a bit further in Mark 6, this time verses 47 through 51. When it was evening, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and Jesus was alone on the land. Seeing them straining at the oars, for the wind was against the disciples at about the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them, walking on the sea, and he intended to pass by them. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they supposed that it was a ghost, and cried out. For they all saw Jesus and were terrified. But immediately he spoke with them and said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then Jesus got into the boat with them, and the wind stopped, and they were utterly astonished. That's Mark 6, verses 47 through 51. The Sea of Galilee can kick up some nasty storms quickly, and these 12 men in the boat get stuck in one. The wind was against them, and so they were straining at the oars. This was definitely not row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. The sea was angry. Imagine how tired this rowing in the face of the wind made these guys. I submit to you that tiredness plus the fear of the swirling storm created in them such fear that they mistook Jesus for a ghost. They were terrified. And so here's a question for you to ponder in addition to what else I've shared with you today. When you are exhausted and fearful, or maybe you are fearful because you are so exhausted, what do you see? Who do you see? Do you look out for Jesus and find him walking on the water to you? Do you hear him say to you in the words of verse 50, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid"? Oftentimes when we, as modern-day disciples of Christ, are in a storm and we are afraid and we are all tuckered out from rowing, what we most need is to hear the voice of Jesus. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Are you tired? Take some time out and go on a retreat with Jesus. If Jesus needed rest, and he did, then certainly you do. And do what he did when you get to your quiet mountain. Pray. Hear his voice and be comforted, strengthened, and encouraged to carry on in this troubled, wearisome, and sin-sick world. Let's pray together. Father, thank you that in Jesus Christ we find our rest. Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit to dwell in us in order that we may have peace that surpasses comprehension. I want to pray for myself that you will graciously rest me. You know I get tired and weary. I need your rest. And I pray for my friends tuning in at this hour, wherever in the world they may be. We are all human, and part of being human is weariness, tiredness, discouragement, even depression, perhaps a sense of hopelessness. I pray that we will get to our mountain, as it were, this day, and there we will pray. We will hear your voice as we read and meditate on the Bible, and that we will be still and know that you are God. You are with us. In your presence, may we find the rest that we need and that we so desperately seek. Amen. Friends, this is my prayer for you. And I also hope you'll join me again tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.